are being launched this week to clean out major enemy sanctuaries on the Cambodian-Vietnam border.
These were the sounds of a spring week 40 years ago, a moment it's hard to imagine looking back from today. The Jackson 5, alive, together, still kids. Their number one song, the soundtrack to Richard Nixon widening the war in Vietnam. One war, the threat to become two, and ignited a war of words and protesters on a college campus in northern Ohio, Kent State University.
Shot was fired, is tear gas going off in the background.
Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest if you're not involved, you leave the area, you are subject to arrest.
We must show to the nation that Kent State University has much more to it than the ugliness it has seen in our midst.
This was hardly the first demonstration against the war in Vietnam, but it was more violent than they had seen in this quiet Ohio community. A building set on fire, tear gas used. The Kent State students, before they knew it, had aroused the anger of the state's governor, James Rhodes.
Now it ceases to be a problem of the colleges in Ohio. This now is the problem of the state of Ohio.
The tensions were more than just politics. You can hear it in the 60s language of uptight professors and police, the sense that in challenging authority in this way, it could have consequences beyond some arrests.
And I think everybody right now knows that you're all uptight. We're all uptight. And I don't think anybody here right now can say what they're going to do given a certain circumstance when you're uptight.
And then on May 4th, the first Monday in May, all these events crossed a line into history.
If you don't disperse right now, they're going to move in and it can only be a slaughter.
They did not disperse. And from that point on, the confrontations began.
I wasn't going to stand there and watch kids slaughtered there. Neither was I.
This is Sam DePino in New York. Three persons, maybe four, are dead at Kent State University.
In the end, a total of four people died, all of them unarmed students under the age of 20, all shot with bullets from the guns of National Guardsmen. The Kent State Massacre, the students, and eventually history would call it. But there were voices who believed the students had brought violence on themselves.
I don't want to see anybody get killed. But how much warning do they want? They're playing a kid's game. It's great. Stone the establishment. But it turned out to be a real grown-up game.
Kent State was a moment of government responding to people protesting government. A notion of liberty meeting another notion of power and order with bloody consequences. There are similar events in the last four decades. But it's hard to make comparisons. There was the challenge to authority of right-wing militias that produced violence at Ruby Ridge. Many remember the Waco, Texas storming of the Branch Davidian complex at Mount Carmel as a massacre where the government took the blood of innocents.
Branch Davidians are not anti-government. We're not anti-law enforcement. But we lost 85 of them.
Waco got a song once it became a legend, as did Kent State.
Four dead in Ohio.
Long after the students were buried, the moment of May 1970 became the anthem that ended the 60s. Many more would die before the war in Vietnam was over. Today, 40 years later, with troops on two war fronts, and both of those wars about to be longer than the conflict in Vietnam, what can we make of Kent State, May 4th, 1970?
They said there was 1,000 or 2,000 kids doing the whole thing. Well, now the other 18,000 are going to take some part now because this is really, this is what did it.